Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Colin Woodall as we talk about the GPSA rule in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best: provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Colin Woodall is the Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office. He says nobody in the industry, at least no one that had been critical of GPSA before, got any inkling that U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was going to resurrect the GPSA rules from 2010 and ship them off to get an assessment on them by the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB. At this point, it's all a big mystery.
Of course, there is the review at the Office of Management and Budget, which we're not sure exactly how long that will take. But from what we understand, one of the provisions would be an interim final rule. So basically, it would go into effect as soon as it was published without any feedback or input from the industry. And that's where we get concerned, because if he is trying to make some changes based upon comments that were submitted 6 years ago, you know, our industries have changed in 6 years. Things are a little bit different than they were then. So I don't believe he has the most updated information in order to make changes that that would actually improve this rule. So that's why we have to do everything we can to try to stop it, because we just don't believe there's anything about it that's going to come in and help the market. It will only make the market worse.
And what also stopping this 11th-hour effort by Mr. Vilsack probably involves language in the appropriations measures.
That is what we're looking at. That's the mechanism that's been used in the past. In fact, we have language that's already been passed by the House Appropriations Committee through that very thing. So we will continue to look at ways to try to insert some sort of restriction in whatever package that Congress puts together when they get back in the lame duck session. But yes, stopping this rule, trying to kill this rule, is definitely a priority.
And Colin Woodall says issues like the GPSA rule shows how important it is for farmers and ranchers to get engaged in the electoral process as you look for candidates that say they're willing to reduce the regulatory burden.
It's important that everybody get out there and engage, because, again, we are not talking just about the White House here, but we're talking about control of the United States Senate and also control the House. Everything is up for grabs. We are reelecting all 435 House members and looking at one-third of the Senate. So there is a lot at stake here, and those who are elected are going to come in 2017 and start fresh with their agenda, which could have us very squarely in their crosshairs. And that's what we have to be concerned about, on whether it's something like tax reform, GPSA, dietary guidelines, you name it. If we're going to have an administration and a Congress, it's probably going to be pretty interested in looking at these issues that have a huge impact on our bottom line.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Dahlman inviting you to join us for the 4/6 Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.